Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Chapter 12, Time. I have foreseen, Alice began in an ominous tone. Edward threw an elbow toward her ribs, which she neatly dodged. Fine, she grumbled. Edward is making me do this, but I did foresee that you would be more difficult if I surprised you. I'm Vanessa Zoltan.
And I'm Julia Argy.
And this is Hot and Bothered, Twilight in Quarantine. Oh, Alice, annoying me even before the chapter really gets going.
And Edward acknowledges that. He's like, how can someone so small be so annoying? I was like, have you met Vanessa Zoltan? Like, people can do it.
Ariana, I want you to leave that in so that people can hear what I have to go through. Short jokes and annoying jokes.
I was teed up for that. You couldn't stop me.
Luckily, Alice isn't in this chapter for very long. We've done a lot of flip-flopping lately of, like, loving a chapter, hating a chapter, loving a chapter, hating a chapter. And when this chapter came out strong with Alice being so annoying, I was like, damn it. But then this chapter ended up being fine.
Oh, rave review.
It is your turn to go first in recapping, Julia.
Can you count me in?
Happily. On your mark. Get set. Go.
So there's a graduation party and Bella's like, what day is it? What month is it? And she has no idea. Alice dips and Edward and Bella have like a really serious conversation about like why she doesn't want to get married and why he doesn't want her to be a vampire. I'm remembering this as I go along. And then there's a news report and there are like 40 murders now. And they finally decided to do something about it. Jasper is covered in scars and then they're going to have a nice sit down chat.
I don't think she missed anything.
Well, best of luck to you. 3, 2, 1, go.
So Bella is like, Alice said I got her a present she liked. What was it? And it's theater tickets or concert tickets. And they look in the newspaper for the concert tickets. And oh, my God, there's a murder spree going on in Seattle. And there's a lot of coverage about it. And it's not just people on the margins who are being killed. Like, rich white ladies are being killed, too. Oh, no. So they go over to the Collins to talk about it. And that is where Bella realizes that Jasper's more complicated than she ever knew. And it turns out that, like, Southern vampires have feelings, too.
True. He does have feelings. We're so proud of him. Actually, I'm not going to say that yet. Let's wait to hear what he did.
Well, breaking news. Julia, I have hot off the presses breaking news.
Tell me.
I had my first Twilight dream last night.
Okay, share the details.
I had a dream that I was part of the brainstorming party as to what to do with the murder spree in Seattle. Like, I was in the Cullen Mansion and I was like, starting the debate.
And like, what happened? What was the outcome? What are they going to do?
You know, it was a dream. So it got fuzzy.
Well, do you know that Twilight started as a dream?
No.
Okay. Stephanie Meyer, fast asleep. Pictures in the meadow. A regular girl, not herself, but happens to be brown haired and pale, but not Stephanie Meyer, with a beautiful, sparkling man. She wakes up. What's the story? It's Twilight.
Oh, my God. So am I about to write the non-sexy version of Twilight where there's a vigilante group who goes and, like, defunds the police and tries to do restorative justice in the city of Seattle?
Yeah, you're going to write a little bit of Twilight fan fiction, I can tell. But it's going to be, like, 400,000 words. Like, best of luck. This is a multi-year project.
My only other piece of breaking news was, like, Edward has this throwaway line of, like, when I was 18, all I wanted to do was go to war. And I was like, oh, okay. World War One makes sense. He had never mentioned it before, and he acted like he had talked about it. And as far as I could tell, he has not. So,
yeah. I also didn't know he was planning to enlist before he got the Spanish flu and died. So that was a little bit of a historical tidbit that we can now enjoy.
Julia, what's your breaking news?
We find out that Bella likes Anne of Green Gables, and when she pictures Edward and Bella in ye olde days, it's actually just like her imagining herself as Anne and Edward as Gilbert, which is kind of cute.
So cute. I hope that they go up to PEI and like just have a beautiful wedding on the island.
It was nice to see her imagining herself in Edward's time.
Yeah.
It's a little reversal of the current situation.
Also, like, she loves Romeo and Juliet, where, like, everyone dies, and she loves Wuthering Heights, where everyone dies. So it's, like, nice to see her love a book that isn't based around everyone dying.
Yeah. Yeah, that's new for her.
Did you have a moment of genuine enjoyment?
Yeah, I was so happy to witness a honest-to-God conversation. We have been dealing with monologue after monologue. But they're really, like, diving deep into their, like, anxieties, and they're, like, working on their healing together. I was really into, like, sharing their deepest, darkest secrets. We haven't gotten that in so long.
Yeah. I also, like, think it's shocking how insecure they both still are in this relationship. Like, it's been 2 years of, like, I'm willing to die for you stuff. And so the fact that it's, like, oh, you really do want to be with me still is just a little sad to me. But
I know. I was also confused about how it's taken so long to finally have this conversation, because first of all, like, what are they doing chatting every night before bed? Why has this not been brought up? But also because, like, he proposed months ago, and, like, she's been wanting to become a vampire for books. So this would be at the top of my mind every time I saw Edward if I were Bella. And, like, it's only getting brought up now. It was kind of shocking.
I completely agree.
Did you have any genuine enjoyment?
Yeah, I like that they finally care about all the people getting murdered. I was like, I've been upset about this for a while. I'm glad that, like, people are getting on board. Esme is like, we have to do something. And I'm like, yes, Esme, you do have to do something. I was really glad that they, like, caught on that there's something bad happening and that it is their responsibility to participate in the stopping of the bad.
I know. It's also the same thing where it's like, how has this taken so long? What were they doing? Nothing is happening.
I mean, forging college applications, addressing envelopes.
Yeah, truly. They should be focusing on the murder. What's your first piece of advice?
So we find out in this chapter that Bella is having turning into a vampire jitters. And so I did some research about pre-wedding jitters. And the advice that the internet gives is lengthy, but the ones that I found to be most helpful are, one, exercise is a really good way to get rid of extra tension. And I don't feel like we've seen Bella exercise since her orienteering days with Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the endorphins that you get from exercise could be really helpful. And, like, she's going to start running around all the time as a vampire anyway, so, like, she might as well start that habit. Something else is, you know, we've talked about before, practicing some relaxation techniques like meditation, guided visualizations. Edward doesn't sleep. You can have him, like, walk you through some guided visualizations as you fall asleep. Restful sleep is really important. And then the last piece of advice is to not hold your feelings in, to find someone who you can talk to. And I think that Rosalie is right there for you to talk to about all of this. And so I think that the big piece of advice here is to invest in a friendship with Rosalie, really start confiding in her, and take these concerns seriously.
It's interesting you say that, because I kind of thought she should just wait it out, because she describes it with such anxiety. She says that thinking about the day is like thinking about her date with a firing squad. I was like, okay, like, if you're doing something optional, extremely highly optional, that makes you feel like you're going to get shot by a bunch of people as you stand there, I would say don't do that thing, or at least wait it out. Do some exercise and reconsider.
Yeah, I'm obviously open to her reconsidering. I'm just also trying to, like, take her seriously in a way that's different than Edward. Edward is like, oh, you don't want to? Great, let's not. And she's like, no, I do want to. So I'm trying to hear her concerns about it without saying, yeah, it's time to run.
Yeah, I just want her to put a pause on the graduation date as the end all be all. Like, that doesn't seem as necessary. Like, I'm happy for her to change later, but I just don't think it needs to be 2 weeks from now? ?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. What's your advice?
I have a new theory that I'm pretty sure won't come true. However, I would like to propose it and give some advice on that theory. I am getting the sense that Bella is going to become a time traveler. This chapter is called Time. So that's my first note. Second note, she's very preoccupied with the passage of time, how it bends, how it seems to move. I think we go like maybe months in this chapter, at least a couple weeks, just like in the pages. That's evidence two. Evidence three is what you mentioned in your recap with the concert tickets. Riddle me this, folks. Bella has forgotten the concert tickets. Edward has read Alice's mind about what Bella will get her and tells her. It's like time is a loop now, and no one ever came up with the original idea of the concert tickets. And only through telling the future and fulfilling the prophecy have the concert tickets come to be.
Bella had the thought and made the decision and forgot about it.
Yeah.
I would agree with you. I love this theory, except this exact thing happens to me. So I will say to Peter, I think we should have pizza for dinner tonight. And then I will forget that I said that. And then 6 hours later, I'll be like, I wish we could have pizza for dinner tonight, but I didn't ask you to start making the dough early enough. And he'll be like, yes, you did. And I started the dough. And then current me is like, oh my God, I get to have pizza tonight.
Yeah, I don't think she would have remembered without the like whole future prophecy, you know?
I agree with you that she wouldn't have remembered if Alice hadn't reminded her the way that the pizza dough reminds me.
Yeah, it's created an infinite loop of time within the Twilight series. And I think Bella is about to jump into that loop and never be free.
I'm very excited for this. Where is she going to go?
To the past, Anne of Green Gables. She's going to stop Edward from fighting in the war. They're going to quarantine. He's never going to get the Spanish flu. They're going to live a regular old-timey life. He mentions that if he had met Bella then, he would have had a life with her, and no one else in the world would he have wanted to marry but Bella.
And they would have died in like 1961.
Totally. And Jacob would be shit out of luck. No Bella, no Bella's baby.
Jacob would imprint with 75-year-olds Bella's daughter.
Finally, we get imprinting on old people. We've wanted it for so long.
Oh my God, you got us there, Julia.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
What's your second piece of advice, Vanessa?
My second piece of advice is to the journalists of Seattle and Forks. Don't wildly speculate. And like some of this is also the police in Seattle, like they're quoting police officers, but it's like it could be a serial killer. It could be gangs. I'm like, sure, it could be anything. It turns out it's a vampire. You all have no fucking clue. Don't in the meantime just make everybody scared of everyone else. That is going to actually cause problems and people are going to start not trusting each other and shooting each other. So like, I guess I have two pieces of advice. One is don't wildly speculate. And two is if you're going to wildly speculate, like at least be more creative. Because then maybe they would accidentally stumble on the real answer, which is vampires.
Yeah. Oh, there was so much opportunity for wild speculation, like whales coming to land and stealing people and bringing them back to the ocean.
Yeah. The sharks from Shark Tank got out of the tank And like Seattle has enough rain that they can be in the water, but just like out and about in the city at the same time.
Exactly.
It's either don't wildly speculate or wildly speculate more fun.
Yeah, I'm tempted by the latter.
What about you? What's your last piece of advice?
I have advice for Edward. I feel like I haven't given him advice in a long time, but he has this really confusing monologue, little portion about selfishness. So he's like, Bella, I don't want you to be a vampire because it's selfish of me to want you to be with me forever. And it's like, maybe that's true, but Bella also wants to be with you forever. And like, if you want her to feel good, like, then it's not selfish for you to do it. So it's okay to be selfish, but also you're not really being selfish. It's cool to want the same thing with your partner and y'all should just go for it.
Yeah, it's like not selfish if they also want it. It works out in your favor, but that's not the same as being selfishly motivated.
Yeah, it's called a happy coincidence.
So Julia, we have added another reality TV show to our mix. This week we are doing The Great British Bake Off, but in the world of Twilight. And so it's cake week in the tent. And so the question is, what character is getting Star Baker and with what cake have they won?
Well, I am happy to share my idea. It is ingenious, so you're welcome, everyone.
So is mine.
Okay, well, it's my turn, so I'm going to share mine.
Okay.
Alice has made a congratulations on your graduation, wedding, and turning into a vampire cake. It is multiple tiered, and on top, there are fondant versions of Edward and Bella that are covered in edible glitter. Okay, the tiers are representative of all of the things that have happened in Edward's and Bella's relationship to bring them together. So the bottom tier is dedicated to the Spanish flu. Little piped syringes, like a thermometer here or there, you know, Carlisle can be pictured changing Edward, etc. Okay, second tier, biology class, I'm thinking like a dissected frog, a microscope, the fan that like blows Bella's hair scent towards him. Okay. Top tier, dedicated to their union, a bunch of lions and lambs prancing around.
Whoa.
Bottom tier, lemon curd, a whipped cream frosting, and coconut cake.
Uh-huh.
Second tier, Madagascar vanilla with a hibiscus frosting, a little bit of pink to like match the biology theme, blood, etc. Top tier, angel food cake. Light, delicious, airy.
Covered in fondant and edible glitter.
Yeah, it's going to be gorgeous, everyone.
Wow, your ambition kicks my ambition's butt. So mine is called the non-vampire all-human blood red velvet cake. And it's just a red velvet cake recipe, but it has real human blood as the food coloring. And then the frosting is the color of human skin, not the traditional white frosting of vampire skin.
So like when you cut it in, it like looks like blood.
Exactly.
Wow.
Bella makes it for her vampire coming out party. She, while she's still human, collects a vial of her own blood to like lace this cake to make it taste great and look blood colored. Then she gets turned into a vampire and then she bakes it. And she's finally figured out a food that all the vampires want to eat. And that is a cake with actual blood in it.
Wow. The forethought. She really must have practiced that one at home.
Baking is often a multi-day endeavor.
Yeah, I'm happy that she's planning so far in advance. And if she ever wants to make it again, her as a time travel, go back in time, get some more blood, come back.
Oh my God, you have like figured this out. So everyone go to Instagram and vote. I've been winning recently, which has been a real surprise and delight.
I would just like to remind you that when we initially started doing this, you were saying we're not competing against each other. It's just a matter of our ideas.
Yeah. But now that I've started winning, I've changed my tune.
Got it.
What are you going to put in your care package, Julia?
So I'm going to make Bella a Gmail account and I'm going to mail her the login information. I'm hoping that all of the backstories we've been getting in the text can be sent to her over email so that every other chapter doesn't have to be a monologue from a character who we need context about.
You could also just send her an editor.
What do you want to put in her care package?
I think that she's going to become integral to figuring out what's going on with all the murders in Seattle. And so my understanding from the movies is that the best way to try to solve something like this involves a lot of newspaper clipping, red markers, thumbtacks, and yarn so that you can, like, map everything out. And so I'm going to send her all of those things. I'm going to send her a huge bulletin board so she doesn't, like, ruin any of her own wall. But yeah, I'm just going to send her all of the crafting materials that I know you need to solve a multi-homicide.
Yeah, I was also thinking that besides time travel, the chapter is ripe for, like, a Law and Order, like, Criminal Minds crossover to happen. Because yeah. We hear extensively about how hard it is to classify the murderers. And so along with the materials you sent, like, maybe just add in, like, a couple FBI agents to help figure out what's going on. A detective.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I'll have a detective be the UPS delivery person.
What do you think is going to happen next chapter?
Dumb Jasper is going to tell a long, dumb story.
What do you think is going to happen in the story? Like, why is he covered in scars?
Why is he covered in bites? He got, like, attacked by a lot of vampires at once. And they all bit him, and he somehow, Alice was like, he's so pretty, I should save him. I don't know. Isn't it just going to be the same story again and again and again?
I mean, like, maybe he was trying to do, like, a new form of tattoo artistry and, like, was doing vampire bites as that. And it's just going to be like, yeah, I have experience with body art.
Like vampire bite roulette. He wanted to see how far people could bite him while he still lives. But yeah, that's what I think is going to happen. I think Dumb Jasper is going to tell a dumb story, and it's going to be so long.
Can't wait.
Before we end today's episode, I wanted to let you all know a friend of mine named Elizabeth Oldenfeld runs an organization called Theos that does incredible work about spirituality and religion and nourishing people spiritually who aren't necessarily affiliated with religion and is really thinking about how religion and spirituality can serve us in our times. And they have a new podcast out called Reading Our Times with Nick Spencer. So we thought that we would play this trailer for you so that you can get a sense of that podcast. This is not a sponsored endorsement. This is me thinking that one of my friends is up to something really cool. And so you might like Reading Our Times with Nick Spencer. If you like this trailer, check out the show.
Books can change our view of ourselves.
Love, over and over again, goes to the heart of what I'm saying. Not love in a kind of saccharine, easy way. Love is very hard. Proper, enduring love is the most difficult thing that we do.
They can change our view of the world.
In terms of wealth share, it's even more extreme than that. Basically, the bottom 50% owns nothing at all.
They can change our view of the times we're living through.
And I think one of the big phenomena of the 21st century is going to be the tremendous struggle for the soul of different faiths.
Join me, Nick Spencer, for a new podcast called Reading Our Times, in which I talk to leading writers and thinkers about the books and the ideas that are shaping our world today. Coming up in the series, Thomas Piketty on equality, Charles Taylor on the secular, Nikki Girard on dementia, Ian McGilchrist on the brain, Nigel Bigger on human rights. The first series of Reading Our Times will be out this autumn, weekly, and you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and on our website, theosthinktank.co.uk.
I hope you liked it. I hope you check it out with me. I know that I'm going to be listening. I have already subscribed. This has been Twilight in Quarantine, a monologue emailed to you straight from Hot and Bothered. This episode and all episodes are produced and edited by the great and good Ariana Nettleman. This show was conceived of as a vampire baby by the annoying and tall Julia Argy. And I'm Vanessa Zoltan, and I need to practice basic breathing techniques. We are a production of Not Sorry Productions and are distributed by Acast. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.